AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. FEMA Director Deanna Criswell issues a warning to the people of Florida about Hurricane Ian.
Make sure that you do not underestimate the impacts of this storm.
Ian could be a Category 4 storm by the time it reaches Florida's west coast Wednesday. Acting National Hurricane Center Director Jamie Rome says Ian is such a large, powerful storm, the exact landfall is not that important.
We won't have to have the track make or the center make a direct hit for there to be significant storm surge along the Florida west coast. We're indicating the potential for as much as 10 feet of storm surge in portions of the Florida west coast.
The now major hurricane is expected to hit western Cuba overnight with a storm surge of some 14 feet. As many as 300,000 people may be evacuated from low-lying parts of the Tampa area. Later this hour, a 1,200-pound NASA spacecraft is expected to slam into an 11-billion-pound asteroid 7 million miles away. The goal of the mission is to nudge the asteroid inside its orbit around a larger space rock, all part of a test to see if such a space vehicle can be used in the future to knock an asteroid bound for the Earth off its course. Russia grants citizenship to former American intelligence contractor Edward Snowden. He has been in Russia since 2013, fleeing prosecution after revealing highly classified U.S. surveillance programs to capture communications and data from around the world. 17 people, including 11 children, are dead, 24 wounded in a school shooting in Russia. The gunman is said to have then killed himself. The Russian government is calling it a terrorist act. The governor of the province in the Ural Mountains, some 600 miles east of Moscow, says the shooter was registered as a patient at a psychiatric facility. The Dow dropped 329 today. This is AP News. Pfizer asks federal health regulators permission to expand the use of its updated COVID-19 booster to younger children. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Since they were rolled out earlier this month for those 12 and older, some 4.4 million Americans have received one of the updated Omicron-focused boosters. Now Pfizer wants to offer a child-sized dose for children ages 5 to 11. As with Pfizer's original vaccine, the elementary school-aged children would get a third of the dose of the updated booster. An FDA decision is expected soon. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech also announced they've begun a study of the updated booster in children younger than 5. I'm Ben Thomas.
4 people plead guilty to misdemeanor charges for their parts in an absentee ballot fraud scheme in the 2016 and 18 elections in North Carolina. 6 other defendants have hearings next month. Investigators say all were involved with indicted Republican political operative Leslie McRae Dowless Jr. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.